A study of more than 2,000 eight-year-olds has found nearly half are sleeping in bedrooms that are too cold. The World First research was a joint project between the building researchers Brands and the University of Auckland longitudinal study Growing Up in New Zealand. It got eight-year-olds to spend 2 days collecting temperature and humidity information at home and school. Katie Doyle reports.
The research makes for sober reading. About 1,000 children went to sleep in rooms that were too cold. Some bedrooms are chilling 9 degrees that had dropped to under 4 degrees by the morning. A further 13% of the 8-year-olds slept in rooms that were too hot or humid.
Where temperatures were particularly low at night, or where they were very high with high humidity, we were likely to see more measures of poor health, both physical and mental, for those children at eight.
Professor of Child Health at the University of Auckland, Susan Morton, says the optimum indoor temperature at bedtime is between 19 and 25 degrees. Children living in poverty were more likely to live in houses much colder than that and have poorer overall health.
Those who were living in families experiencing more poverty, those who were likely to be in overcrowded situations with younger mums and with less support available to the family more generally.
Arya Naidu, who is now 12 years old, took part in the research 4 years ago.
I recorded the temperatures different times during the day at school and at home. It was a couple of times in the middle of the day and at night.
She says it's really special to be part of a study like this, which is helping to make a difference. But it's disappointing some homes aren't up to scratch.
It's just really sad that some people don't have the right living conditions, because I believe that every child, every family deserves to have a warm and dry home that they can just live in and be happy in.
The World Health Organization sets a safe indoor temperature at between 18 and 24 degrees. But in the study, around 60% of the 8-year-olds recorded temperatures in their own home that didn't meet that standard. Dr. Chris Litton is a scientist at Brands, a research organisation that aims to improve the country's building system.
We need to do better in New Zealand. We need to build better houses. We need to insulate them. And on top of that, we need to be able to heat them properly and be able to afford to heat them. So there's a whole lot of things going on there. So unfortunately, you know, we've been doing studies of the health condition survey. We've been doing this for a number of years. And things are getting better. They're getting better slowly, but there's still a long way to go.
Dr. Litton says good work is currently being done by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment to look at improving energy efficiency in homes. But he says housing standards here are lagging behind the rest of the world, and it's time to catch up. For Morning Report, Katie Doyle.